Welcome to Euractiv's Digital Brief podcast, where we bring you a specially curated digital and tech story from the week in the world of EU politics and policy. For a full breakdown of all the most important stories over the past 7 days in this patch, sign up to my free newsletter or take a look at it online at euractiv.com. My name is Samuel Stolten, and this is Euractiv's Digital Brief podcast. So this week it has transpired that the European Commission has concerns that certain aspects of the UK's data protection regime may change in the future and negatively impact the safety of EU personal data when transferred to the country, Commission sources have informed Euractiv. The EU executive is conducting an assessment of the UK's data protection landscape as part of a so-called adequacy decision in order to determine if EU data can safely be transferred to the UK after Brexit. During the transition period, the UK continues to abide by the EU's General Data Protection Regulation, but there are fears in the Commission that this could change after the transition comes to an end on the 31st of December. Should the UK decide to chart a path with less stringent data protection controls than that of the EU, personal data belonging to citizens from the bloc could be put at risk when transferred across the English Channel. And the comments from the Commission that we received and that you could check out in detail on the Euractiv website echo an earlier statement from EU Vice President for Values and Transparency, Vera Jourova, who said that she couldn't predict the outcome of a Commission decision on data adequacy for the UK. Here's what she said.
I cannot predict now whether it will be so easy and without any further negotiations needed for the possible adequacy decision, because We do not know whether the UK will not introduce some changes in their national legislation, which might deviate from the general line of the General Data Protection Regulation. So if the systems are equal or essentially equivalent, of course the adequacy decision can be taken. But for UK, it is too early to say, because there will be a number of talks about this issue.
And Jourova's comments in this context, of course, came after UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said earlier this year that the UK would diverge from the EU's GDPR. Elsewhere in Brussels this week, in the data protection bubble, in the European Parliament on Tuesday, MEPs in the Civil Liberties Committee took part in a confidential briefing with Commission representatives on the subject of the UK's data adequacy assessment. Now, for the very fact that it was a confidential in-camera meeting, the gathering itself was not recorded at all, but two Parliament sources revealed to Euractiv that the lack of progress on the assessment presented by the Commission was disappointing, and that the EU executive was unable to give any specific decision for when a final agreement or a outcome of the assessment will be made. And we understand that so far, a number of meetings have happened by the European Commission unit making the adequacy assessment. Those meetings began in March, and the last meeting was in September, and they've had around 14 gatherings so far from what Commission sources have informed us. So that's all we've got time for this week. Please remember that online with us you can get a comprehensive breakdown of all the tech stories in the EU politics and policy domain with my free Digital Brief newsletter. Sign up online and don't forget to also subscribe to this podcast, which is published on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Amazon Music. I've been Samuel Stolten. Thank you for listening.